Okay, item 137.
Authorize a contract with 2Dot Inc. Studio to provide planning, design, and construction administration services for improvements to Beach Park at a not-to-exceed amount of $674,428.
And could you also read 139?
Mm-hmm. 139, authorize a contract with Place Studio LLC to provide planning, design, and construction observation services for Gateway Park for a not-to-exceed amount of $708,585.
Commissioner Fritz.
Oh, this is so exciting. These items are to design the beach and gateway parks in East Portland using system development charge dollars. It's really important to recognize that we can only use system development charges, which are paid by fees on new development. We can only use those to expand the system and provide more services. We can't use them for maintenance, which is why one of the reasons we went to the voters in last year to authorize the Fix Our Parks funding part of it. This the Beach Park project addresses a parks deficiency in East Portland by serving 965 new households. And through these contracts, we hope to make certain that the economic benefits of the construction accrue to the surrounding community as much as possible through our public involvement plan and a community benefits plan. The Gateway Urban Park and Plaza will serve an additional 827 Portland households and is envisioned to be East Portland's living room, just like Pioneer Courthouse Square is the downtown Portland living room. So here is Kia Selly, our Portland Parks and Recreation Planning, Development, and Asset Manager, to give a brief presentation on these two projects.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Kia Selly. I'm the Planning, Development Asset Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. As Commissioner Fritz mentioned, I'm here today to request your approval of a contract with 2 Inc. Studio. It's a local women-owned firm for design and construction observation of Beach Park totaling $674,428. Beach Park is proposed on a 16-acre undeveloped site in the Argay neighborhood of East Portland, adjacent to Shaver Elementary School. This part of our community is highly diverse with a large and growing number of young children. Development of the park is anticipated in spring 2017 and will address park deficiency in this area. It will be funded entirely by system development charges, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, which funds growth that increases the capacity of our park system. Because of the location of this project and our desire for inclusion, also thank you for Commissioner Fritz for mentioning this. We have a community benefits plan that's now in place for this project, and we think this will particularly benefit minorities, women, small businesses, and East Portland residents. A public advisory committee has already been formed, and the first open house will be held on February 26th.
All right. Do you remember where the location of that open house is?
I don't. Let me ask the project manager.
It's at Shaver Elementary School.
Oh, at Shaver Elementary School, which is right adjacent to Beach Park.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The second item, I'm here to request your approval of a contract amendment for emergency structural. Excuse me.
No.
It's the wrong one.
The next one.
That would be my third item today. The second item is to request your approval of a contract with Place Studio. This is a local minority-owned firm for design and construction observation of Gateway Park and Urban Plaza. And this contract will total $708,585. The Gateway Park and Urban Plaza project is proposed on a 3.2-acre vacant site. It's located at the corner of Northeast Halsey Street and 106th Avenue. And as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, it's envisioned to be East Portland's living room. It's also intended to catalyze adjacent development on a PDC-owned site that is currently vacant as well. We expect development of the park to be completed in spring 2017, and it will be funded in part with system development charges, as well as a generous $1 million contribution by the Portland Development Commission from the Gateway Urban Renewal Area. We also have a community benefits plan in place for this project as well. And the project advisory committee has also been formed, and the first open house for this project is going to be held on February 17th.
Do we know where that one is? Sacramento Elementary School, which is very close. Thank mm-hmm. you. And Kia, could you just outline the process? This isn't the last time we'll be seeing something about Beach and Gateway Park before council for decision making. Could you just tell us what the next steps are?
Absolutely. So the next steps are, once we hire the design team, we will start the design process. But concurrently, we are going to hire a construction manager general contractor. So right now, there is a request for proposal that is out in the community for Beach Park, soliciting interest from the contracting community for that project. And we expect to release the RFP, or request for proposal, for Gateway Park very soon to solicit interest from the contracting community for the construction manager general contractor position. So once we receive all of the solicitations in for that request for proposal, we will review those. And then we will be coming to council to request council to authorize the contracts with those contracting firms. You'll remember when I came before you a few months ago, we talked about the construction manager general contractor process is a little bit different. We're hiring our contractor at the beginning of the design process instead of at the end of the design process. And so the idea is that the contractor will help us be more efficient with our money and effectively help guide the design. And then we will also be coming to you once we have a substantial amount of design completed and the contractor is able to prepare what's called a guaranteed maximum price. And what this effectively is, it's basically the same thing as a bid that you might receive through a low bid process, which is the traditional approach to contracting. And so we'll be asking for or requesting your authorization of that guaranteed maximum price. So we have a few more visits before you. And then we will, of course, then start construction and proceed with the project.
Questions from council for Ms. Selly. Okay, stand by. I know we have one more item for you, but anyone want to speak on these items? If not, then
Johnson wants to speak.
Sorry, come on up, Charles.
Good morning, commissioners. I think we would be remiss if we didn't thank Commissioner Fritz for all her hard work on putting us in a better position to improve services at our parks and the voters also. I hope that since the recent homeless count happened, that there'll be some encouragement for 2 Inc. and also the group working with the Gateway Park to be realistic and honest about the fact that all over our city we have homeless people. And if there are not 24-hour facilities, they're going to take care of their business outdoors in the parks. So even though the parks are technically closed, so I hope that there'll be a way to balance the fact that we don't want to create environments that are going to cause closed hours usage with the fact that we have people in distress all over our cities. But I'm very glad that we found a womanly team, and with regard to from 2 Inc., with regard to Gateway Park, I hope that the group working there will have a lot of neighborhood engagement from Gateway up to Park Rose for the people who benefit from this new project. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then let's take a roll call vote on 137.
Fritz?
So the reason these are emergencies is because we just want to get going. And even with the speed that we're moving at, these parks will not be online and will not be opening until 2017. I also want to note and thank Kia and her team for their outreach and inclusion on these two projects. As she mentioned, one of the firms is a woman-led firm and the other minority. The total percentage is 64.5% minority women emerging small business on the first contract and 63% on the second. And we do have this unique experiment or pilot project in including in the request for proposals the requirement that the proposers describe how they're going to use East Portland businesses and East Portland workers as a part of the project. There were many reasons why we did two separate projects rather than combining the two. One of them was to break it up to make it so that more small businesses could participate rather than a massive project, which only the biggest ones could. So I'm so grateful to the Parks team for putting this together, and again for my development services team who have been hauling in the system development charges in order so that we can fund these improvements. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Fritz, I want to thank you for your steadfast commitment to addressing East Portland and underserved areas. And I want to acknowledge that the question we often get asked is, you know, where do we find the money to do things at a time when resources are so scarce? And so I think it's important that the public know that it is, you know, a good chunk of this is systems development charges, which means the benefits of this bull market in building permits and construction. But that'd only be half the answer, because Commissioner Fritz has the authority to direct where those monies are spent. So one half the equation is we're getting a lot of money in through systems development charges. The second half the equation is she's investing it in targeted places that need assistance. But let's also acknowledge that this council over the years has put general fund, the 2002 levy, and other one-time funding into projects which have allowed us to reach this day. So that's a lot of strategic funding to get to the point where Commissioner Fritz will be cutting ribbons on new parks in East Portland. And I can't wait to be there on that day. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, it's very exciting to see these two parks, Beach and Gateway, getting underway. Congratulations. Aye.
Novick.
I'd particularly like to echo Commissioner Fritz's and Fish's salute to systems development charges. I know that people don't like paying them, and development actually causes disruption to people's lives, or, you know, because there's construction that goes on that interrupts, you know, a variety of activities for people who live in the vicinity of the construction. But it's new construction that gives us the SDCs, and I really appreciate Commissioner Fritz's commitment to East Portland and her commitment to keep on hauling in those SDCs, as she said. Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
And item 139.
Fritz.
I love it when we have two items to vote on, especially when I have to talk first, because I always think of things that I wish I had said the first time around. Thank you very much to Lauren McGuire also and the entire team at Parks, led by Director Mike Abate. I'm very glad to hear your endorsement of system development charges, Commissioner Novick. We will be coming to council sometime this year for an update of the park system development charge. We're looking into the methodology. We currently only charge 75% of what we know to be the new need from new development, and that's a policy choice that I'm going to be asking you to look again at. I also wanted to respond to Mr. Johnson. Every park that I'm in charge of will have a loo, and so we will make sure that people's needs are taken care of. There's probably more, but we've got one more item, so I'll leave it at that for this one. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
I'm very happy to support this, but I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to raise a concern that I have and that remains and that can be partially addressed by the completion of this park. And that is, any large organization, work that doesn't get assigned might not get done. And we don't have a Bureau of Public Spaces. We have a Bureau of Parks and Recreation. We have a Bureau of Transportation. And we have a Bureau, in the form of the Portland Development Commission, of Redevelopment. Each of them has had a role at times in creating successful public spaces. By those, I mean public gathering places where community life happens, whether those are farmers markets in Lentz or the myriad of events that happen in Pioneer Courthouse Square or the myriad of events that now happen in Director Park. And so I've raised this question multiple times. I'm going to continue to raise it because as yet I don't have an answer, and I think we collectively don't have an answer. And that is, if it is part of a livable city to have public spaces that are successful public spaces, who's in charge of designing and creating them? Now, in this case, it's the Parks Bureau. And in fact, I've had this conversation with Director Abate, and he, in effect, has jumped up and down and said, choose me, or choose my bureau, rather. And that's a perfectly legitimate choice. And if the commissioner in charge were to propose changing the Bureau's title to the Bureau of Parks, Recreation, and Public Spaces, I'd at least entertain that suggestion if it meant more than just a name change. But somebody needs to be in charge of the enterprise of creating great public spaces. And we've succeeded a few times, if we're honest about it, when we look around at places like O'Brien Square and the, I think, still unnamed park across the street from the Convention Center. We haven't always succeeded in enlivening those places. But it's a really important piece of work. And I think we as a community and we as a city need to figure out how to do it. Let me give you another example while I'm on this riff here, and that is we had a short-term public space created out of the six-lane-wide section of Southwest 3rd between Burnside and Ankeny. It was great. It worked. It came from a volunteer group with a shoestring budget that made it happen. The question then falls to all of us. Well, so who says, I'll make that into a permanent public space? Again, it might be Director Abate in the Parks Bureau. It might be, in some cases, the Portland Development Commission, because they have an urban renewal district there. It might be someone else. But it seems to me that the Planning Bureau, the Transportation Bureau, the Parks Bureau, the PDC, all have a piece of this community need, and yet we haven't clearly assigned it to Mike or anyone else. So I want to keep raising that issue. This project is another example to synthesize that kind of focus out of what's now kind of a disconnected set of assignments in city government. PDC is helping with this project. Mm-hmm. Kia and her team are leading it. We've got great architects under contract to do the work. We can succeed here. And by the way, other things have to happen around a public space in order for it to succeed. PDC's got to do a really great job of getting a development on their parcel next door to this park that produces the synergy that we see at a place like Director Park or at Jameson Square. So it's not just the Bureau in charge's responsibility to create a great public space. And in fact, we usually need some nonprofit to be stood up or stand itself up to say, we're in charge of programming in this public space because it doesn't happen on autopilot. So I just want to raise this issue, not that I fear failure in this case. In fact, I think we're set up for success in this case, but because I want to keep highlighting that organizational challenge that we have as a set of bureaus reporting to commissioners and a partial success out there in the community of making great public spaces happen. I think the other part of this question that's maybe imponderable but at least worth debating is, how many great public spaces should we have? Should Hollywood have a public square? Should Belmont have a public square? Should Alberta? Should Woodstock? Don't know. And the Planning Bureau has got some responsibility to think about that while we're working on the comp plan. But I want to keep highlighting this issue because I think it's another great way for Portland to be a livable city. We've had some success and some non-success in realizing that vision. And as yet, we only have a handful of these kind of places in a city of 600,000 people. Go to Europe, go to most of the rest of the world, and you'll see a much higher dedication of that kind of public space to community life.
Anyway. Mayor, will you yield for a question?
I sure will. Sorry, after a long speech like that, I should yield anyway.
It's a good speech. And I'm glad you've highlighted it because it's the first time I've heard you actually express this. But you mentioned the space in front of the convention center.
Right.
And who actually owns that?
I think PDC does.
Who?
Metro.
I think it's Metro.
See, there we go.
I just, in defense of the Parks Bureau, I think that was Metro.
Yeah. That's nice.
And they used other funds, and it always looked to me like a little bit of a knockoff of one of our other parks. But I would be remiss in the same conversation if we didn't also acknowledge that the last five or six parks that the Bureau has done have won national awards. So the Bureau, and Mike Abate was chosen in part because he is one of the most skilled people in his field in designing parks. So I think the question of council oversight and coordination is always a good issue. And you and I might even disagree a little bit with the current state of our charter. But this Bureau has been conspicuously successful in delivering the vision of the council. What I think I hear you saying is there a bigger vision for the city that includes this Bureau where we have a 30,000-foot look and not just the case-by-case presentation to council?
Correct. And remember that the Parks Bureau has done a great job of delivering these spaces when they're in parks. The street at 3rd and Ankeny is not a park. So if we want to assign the work to Mike Abate and to Kia and this team and say, go forth and create plans for great public spaces in land you don't own, that's a possibility. But we haven't done that yet. So I want to raise this question, take this moment as just a privilege to do so, because I think it is something that we're all interested in and that you have a really important role. You and your bureau, Kia, have an important role to play. So again, I'm fairly agnostic about how we assign the work. I take Mike's volunteerism, full-hearted volunteerism, very happily. So we may have already answered the question about which bureau is in the lead, but that doesn't mean that they're there by themselves. So again, for what it's worth, I wanted to get this issue on the record while we create another great public space in a park, but more to come, I hope. Thank you. And thanks for indulging me in this soliloquy. Aye. Good work. And now